感谢主给我们这一首美妙的诗歌。
We thank the Lord for giving us such a wonderful hymn.
因为这首诗歌实在是唱刺我们的内心。
It truly is a song from our heart.
是我们从心里头所愿意的。
From our heart, we're willing to follow what the song says.
也愿这样的诗歌实在是成为我们的奉献。
Truly, this will be our consecration.
叫我们一切都献给耶稣。
That we can give our all to the Lord.
因为我们的主实在是配。
Because He truly is worthy.
早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹一同先来读几处的经文。
This morning we want to read a few scriptures with you.
请打开圣经，在新约罗马书第十二章。
Please turn your Bible to New Testament, Romans chapter 12.
新约圣经罗马书第十二章。
New Testament, Romans chapter 12.
我们要读第一、第二两节。
We'll read verse 1 and 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God,to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
我们第二处要读也是在罗马书，我们请翻到第一章。
Second scripture also is found in Romans. Please turn to Romans chapter 1.
我们要读罗马书第一章第二节到第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 2 to 4.
这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Which he promised beforehand through the prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his son, who was born of a descendant of David according to the flesh, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们继续在罗马书，请翻到第六章。
We continue in Romans chapter 6.
第六章我们要读从第十六节读到第十九节。
We will read from verse 16 to 19.
罗马书第六章第十六节，岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以至成义。感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范，你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。
Romans chapter 6 verse 16. Do you not know that when you present yourself to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death, or of obedience resulting in righteousness? But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to the form of teaching of which you were committed, and having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness.I'm speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification.
我们最后再读一处，在约翰一书。
We'll read one more scripture in
约翰一书
First John.
在启示录前面的第三卷书。
Three books before Revelation.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
我们读二十七节。
We'll read verse 27.
约翰一书第二章二十七节， 你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
As for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true and is not a lie, just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
好，让我们一起在主面前有点祷告。
Let us together pray before the Lord.
主，我们感谢你早晨与我们的同在。
Lord, we thank you for your presence with us this morning.
主也感谢你早晨接纳儿女们在你面前所献上的敬拜和赞美。
Thank you for accepting all the praises and worship from your children.
我们感谢你，因着你的恩典，我们今天能够与天上众天使天君一同来做这样的见证，说羔羊是配。
We thank you. It is by your grace that we can testify with all the hosts of heaven to say that worthy is the Lamb.
主，你不仅配得那国度、荣耀、尊贵、权柄。
Not only you're worthy to receive kingdom, honor, glory, and power.
主，你实在是也配得我们这些蒙恩的人将我们自己献上当作活祭来归给你。
And you're also worthy of us who were saved by your grace to be offered as a living sacrifice for you.
主，愿早晨圣灵再将神的大爱浇灌在我们蒙恩的人心中。
This morning, may your Holy Spirit pour out the great love of God in our hearts again.
主啊，因这样的爱激励我们。
By the love constraining us.
主，叫我们众人都甘心乐意的来将自己来献给你。
Willingly and joyfully, we can give ourselves to you.
叫你在我们身上得着荣耀。
So that you can receive glory from us.
得着称颂。
To be receive praise from us.
与我们同在。
Be with us this morning.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们感谢主，早晨借着饼杯的聚会，主已经向我们说话。
We thank the Lord, He has already spoken to us before the table.
叫我们看见那被杀坐在宝座上的羔羊，他是配。
And we saw that the Lamb who was slain is worthy.
也让我们看到因着主在十字架上所为我们成就的救恩。
We can also see that through the salvation that He accomplished on the cross.
借着主耶稣在十字架上所向我们显明的大爱。
Through the love that He has shown us on that cross.
叫我们众人没有一个是在为自己活。
So we'll no longer live for ourselves.
我们实在是应该将自己献上来为神而活。
We truly need to offer ourselves to live for Him.
早晨一点负担，想和弟兄姐妹来交通在罗马书第十二章第一节。
This morning I have some burdens regarding Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
就是讲到我们要将身体献上当作活祭。
Talking about presenting our bodies a living sacrifice.
我想啊简单啊，从三个方面来与弟兄姐妹交通这件事。
I'll share from you from three simple aspects.
第一就是我们基督徒为什么我们要将身体献上当作活祭。
Firstly, why as Christians we need to offer our bodies a living sacrifice.
第二就是将身体献上当作活祭，它是什么意思？
Secondly, what does it mean to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice?
第三就是在我们基督徒生活当中，我们如何来将身体献上当作活祭的实行。
Thirdly, how we can practice offering our bodies as a living sacrifice.
保罗在罗马书一开头让我们看见。
In the beginning of Romans, Paul calls us to see.
他所传的福音就是我们主耶稣基督。
This gospel that he preaches is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说神从前借着众先知在圣经上所应许的。
That he says beforehand through the prophets and the Holy Spirit.
他按肉体来说，他从大卫生的。
According to the flesh, he was a descendant of David.
按圣善的灵说，他因从死里复活，以大能显明主耶稣基督，他就是神的儿子。
According to the spirit of holiness, he was declared the son of God by the power of resurrection from the dead.
保罗是奉神所召来传这神的福音。
Paul was called by God and to preach the gospel of God.
来传神的救恩。
To preach the salvation of God.
所以整卷罗马书我们简单来分，可以把它分成两个部分。
So we can roughly divide the book of Romans into two parts.
保罗在罗马书从第一章到第十一章让我们看见，就是这个神的福音就是主耶稣基督。
From chapter 1 to 11, Paul calls us to see that this gospel is the Lord Jesus Christ.
他在这里用非常有系统的真理叫我们看见神所为我们预备的救恩。
With a very, very systematic truth, he give us the vision to see the salvation that God has prepared for us.
所以有人这么说，罗马书可以说是另一卷的福音书。
So some people say Romans is just like another gospel.
它是以一个非常有系统的真理来告诉我们福音，神的福音是什么。
It tells us what the gospel of the Lord is, very systematically.
也让我们能够认识神所为我们预备的救恩。
So we can also know this salvation that God has prepared for us.
在罗马书十二章到最末了十六章。
From chapter 12 to chapter 16 at the end.
他就叫我们看见我们领受了救恩之后所该有的生活。
He calls us to see the life that we should have after we're saved.
叫我们蒙了神，接受了神的救恩。
After that we receive the salvation of the Lord.
我们应该在地上如何的来生活，来侍奉。
How we should live and serve the Lord on this earth.
所以在罗马书第十二章一开始，保罗就告诉我们。
So from the beginning of chapter 12, Paul tells us.
他说弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
He says, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God.
这里说到弟兄们，当然也包括蒙恩得救的姐妹们。
Of course, this brethren includes both brothers and sisters.
就是每一位领受神救恩、接受神福音的人。
Every person who has received the grace of God and received his salvation.
保罗说他以神的慈悲来劝我们。
Paul says he urges us by the mercies of God.
叫我们将身体献上当作活祭
so that we can offer our bodies a living sacrifice.
这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
As a holy and acceptable sacrifice.
在这里我们感到非常的稀奇。
We're amazed at his teaching.
因为我们知道在这里神并没有借着保罗来命令我们。
Because we know God did not command us through Paul.
或是来要求我们。
Did not require of us.
他乃是以神的慈悲来劝我们。
Yet he urges by the mercies of God.
他乃是借着神的爱来激励我们。
By the great love he constrains us.
叫我们因着神爱的缘故。
So because for the sake of love.
因着神爱的激励。
Because the constraining power of his love.
叫我们愿意把自己献上，把身体献上，当作活祭来归给神。
So we can present our bodies a living sacrifice.
好叫我们在地上的生活和侍奉能够讨主的喜悦。
So that our life and service here on this earth can please God.
保罗说你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Paul says this is your reasonable service.
为什么是理所当然？
Why is it a reasonable service?
我想早晨借着波饼实在是叫我们看见主所为我们所摆上的。
I think through the table meeting this morning, we have already seen what the Lord has given to us.
我相信我们每一个蒙神恩典的人，我们心里头都知道。
And every one of us who has received this grace, we know in our hearts.
当神的儿子，我们主耶稣基督他被挂在十字架的时候
When our Lord Jesus was hung on the cross as the Son of God
我们看见他完全没有保留
He has not reserved anything for himself
把他自己完全的为罪人倾倒
He poured out himself completely for sinners like us
他每一点他都为我们倾倒
He has poured out every drop of himself
毫无保留
He reserved nothing
把我们从那死亡罪恶中买赎回来
That we were redeemed and purchased from death and from sin
弟兄姐妹如果我们真是认识到我们是主付上重价所买赎回来的
So if we really understand that we were purchased by his great price
他实在是应该有那个权利来要求我们
He should have the right to require of us
来要求我们做任何的一件事情
He should have the right to command us to do anything
在这里保罗告诉我们他神并没有这样子来要求我
Yet Paul says God did not require of us or command us.
他乃是以神的慈悲以主的大爱来激励我们
But rather he urges us by the mercies of God.
叫我们能够把自己献上来成为那理所当然的侍奉
So that we can present ourselves as a reasonable service.
来讨主的喜悦
To please him.
那我们为什么神要我们把身体献上当作活祭呢
So why does God ask us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice?
我们知道从前在我们还没有得救之前
We know before we were saved
我们原本是死在罪恶过犯中
We all died in our sins and transgressions
我们乃是做罪的奴仆
We were slaves to sin
不管我们承认也好不承认也好
Either we admit it or not
我们知道我们不仅生下来就是一个罪人
We know not only we were born a sinner
而且我们看见我们实在是受罪的辖制
We also see that we were in bondage of the sin
做罪的奴仆
We were slaves to sin
我们想行的善行不出来
We cannot do the good that we want to do
我们不想做的恶我们倒是去做
the evil that we do not want to do, we cannot but do them.
我们看见我们并不是一个自由人。
We are not free.
我们乃是一个罪的奴仆。
We were slaves to sin.
但感谢主，借着他在十字架上所成就的救恩。
We thank the Lord by the salvation that He accomplished on the cross.
他叫我们得自由。
He gave us freedom.
他叫我们能够在基督耶稣里得着那完全的自由。
So that we can receive this complete freedom in Christ Jesus.
借着他的宝血和他的死，叫我们脱离了罪的辖制。
By His precious blood and His death, we were freed from the bondage of sin.
神让我们能够成为一个自由的人，活在他的面前。
He has set us free as a free man to live before Him.
但罗马书第六章告诉我们
，And Roman chapter 12, chapter 6 tells us,
罗马书告诉我们说，我们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆。
It says, when we present ourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, we are slaves of the one whom we obey.
或做罪的奴仆以至于死。
Either of sin, slaves of sin resulting in death.
或做顺命的奴仆以至于诚义。
Or of obedience resulting in righteousness.
在这里让我们看见一件事。
Here we see one thing.
当主耶稣借着他的宝血将我们买赎回来归给神。
When the Lord Jesus purchased us with his blood so that we can belong to God.
神给我们一个新的生命。
God has given us a new life.
叫我们能够借着这个身体来将这个生命能够表现出来。
That through this body that we have, we can manifest the life that He gave us.
就是在我们蒙恩之后，在这里我们看见还有一件事情。
So after we're saved, we see this matter.
就虽然我们是一个自由人。
Even though we were a free man.
在这里罗马书告诉我们，我们还必须要将自己献上。
Roman tells us we need to present ourselves.
他说或做罪的奴仆或做义的奴仆。
We either present ourselves as slaves to sin or we present ourselves as slaves to righteousness.
这里说我们如果献给罪做奴仆就会以至于死。
If we present ourselves as slaves to sin, then it will result in death.
我们知道当我们得救之后我们的救恩是不会失去。
We know we cannot lose our salvation after we're saved.
这也让我们看见，如果我们成了罪的奴仆以至于死，他并不是说着我们的救恩我们会失去。
If we became slaves of sin unto death, it does not mean that we'll lose our salvation.
他谁让我们看见，在我们这个蒙恩得救的人身上，就不能彰显出神的荣耀。
But that we see that you cannot manifest God's glory through your body.
不能够彰显主的见证。
You cannot.Manifest His testimony.
所以在这里我们看见保罗告诉我们，我们若将自己献给神做义的奴仆。
So Paul says, if you present yourselves as slaves to obedience, resulting in righteousness,
我们就能够成义。
Then we will be righteous.
不仅如此，
Not only so,
他说我们若将肢体献给义做奴仆，
If we present our members as slaves to righteousness,
也能够以至于成圣。
It will result in sanctification.
就叫我们的灵魂，我们的魂也能够完全得着成为圣洁。
So that our soul will be saved, will be holy.
叫我们在地上的生活与侍奉能够讨神的喜悦。
So our life and service here on earth can be pleasing to God.
在这里我们看见保罗让我们看到说，我们蒙恩以后，我们将自己献给谁就做谁的奴仆。
So Paul says, whoever we present our bodies to, we become slaves to.
如果我们还献给罪，就成了罪的奴仆。
If we continue to present our bodies to sin, then we become slaves to sin.
如果我们献给义，就献给神，就做义的奴仆。
But if we present our bodies to God, we become slaves to righteousness.
当我们如果是献给罪，
Of course, if we present ourselves to sin,
我们做罪的奴仆也就成了撒旦的奴仆。
We become slaves to sin and also of Satan.
我相信没有一个蒙恩得救的基督徒愿意将自己的身体献给撒旦做奴仆。
I don't believe any believers who are saved by His grace wants to present ourselves as slaves to Satan.
因为我们仍然记得当我们还活在罪恶死亡中的时候。
Because we still remember the condition before we were saved.
那实在是不是我们所愿意的。
We do not want to live again in sin and death.
所以我相信每一个认识耶稣基督做救主的人，没有一个愿意将自己再献给撒旦，再献给罪做奴仆。
So I don't believe anyone who claims Jesus as their Savior wants to willingly give their bodies slaves to Satan.
但是呢，我们可能有一种情形。
Perhaps there is a condition.
就是呢，我们也还不愿意把自己献给神，做义的奴仆。
That we still don't yet want to present ourselves to God as slaves to righteousness.
我们觉得说，那我们就做一个自由人。
So we thought maybe we'll be a free man.
我不做任何的奴仆。
To be completely free, not a slave to anyone.
我就自己做我自己的主人。
I'll be my own master.
我能够靠着主的恩典在地上来荣耀神，来侍奉神。
As our own master, we can by the grace of God.Honor him and serve him.
同姐妹，但是我们发现，当我们这样做的时候
，soon we'll realize as we commit such conditions.
当我们没有把自己献给神做义的奴仆
，if we don't commit ourselves to God as slaves to righteousness,
你发现过不了多久，我们就成了罪的奴仆。
Very soon we'll become slave to sin.
这是为什么在基督徒中间，我们发现有不少软弱、失败、犯罪、跌倒的情形。
That is why we see so many weaknesses, so many failures.And so many people fall away, fall down.
就是因为我们以为我们自己能够做得好。
Because we thought we can do well by ourselves.
我们觉得我们自己就能够活得好，来荣耀神。
We thought we can live well and to glorify God by ourselves.
我们觉得靠着我们自己的自由意志，我们就能够来讨神的喜悦。
We think by our free will we can please God.
但过不了多久，我们就发现我们不知不觉当中。又成了罪的奴仆。
But very soon we'll realize we become slaves to sin again.
罪在我们身上，叫我们犯罪。
Sin will cause us to sin.
叫我们做我们所不愿意做的。
We'll do what we don't want to do.
也叫我们不能够做我们所愿意做的。
Nor can we do the thing that we do want to do.
这里有保罗就告诉我们，我们必须要将自己，将我们身体献给神。
So Paul tells us we need to present ourselves to God.
做神的奴仆。
As slaves to God,
做义的奴仆
as slaves to righteousness,
唯有如此，我们才有可能能够过一个讨神喜悦、荣耀神的生活。
Only so we can live a life that pleases God,
我们才能够有一个合神心意的侍奉。
Only so we can serve God according to what He desires.
兄姐妹，我相信我们可能生下来，我们都不太习惯做奴仆。
Perhaps we're not used to being a slave as we were born in this world.
但其实，在我们还没有蒙恩得救之前
，Actually, before we were saved,
我们有很多年的日子都是做奴仆。
We have many years living as slaves.
只是在我们蒙恩之后
，It's only after you are saved.
实在是认识到神是何等的爱了我们。
Our eyes are open to see how much God has loved us.
让我们愿意从心里头甘心乐意的把自己献给他。
So that willingly we can give ourselves to Him.
只有他能够叫我们做顺命的奴仆。
Only he can cause us to be a slaves of obedience.
也只有他能够叫我们做义的奴仆。
Only he can cause us to be a slave to righteousness.
来讨神的喜悦。
So that we can please him.
来成就神的心意。
To do his will.
有一位刚信主不久的弟兄。
There's a brother who was just saved.
他做一个见证。
He gave this testimony.
他就说他刚刚得救的第一年时间。
He says during the first year after he was saved.
他觉得他日子过得非常的轻松自在。
He thought his life was very easy and very good.
因为一方面呢，他知道呢，自己一切的罪都蒙主耶稣的宝血所洁净。
Because he knew that all his sins were cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus.
我们过去身上一切的罪污都蒙主的宝血完全的赦免，完全的洁净。
All of our transgressions were cleansed completely by his blood.
一方面我们弟兄就知道
And on the other hand, he knew
将来我们死了以后
After he died
我们去哪里
And he knew where he was going.
我想初中生今天在我们中间你们都知道
Even the middle schools among us know
当你得救之后
After you are saved
死了以后去哪里
you know where you will go after you die.
我们就不用下地狱了是不是
We don't need to go to hell anymore.
我们都要上天堂
We're all going to heaven.
所以我们弟兄在他得救之后那一年啊，第一年他非常的开心。
So brother was very happy after he was saved.
一方面知道罪得赦免。
He knew all his sins were forgiven.
一方面将来又可以上天堂。
And he knew he was going to heaven.
实在太好了。
And that's so great.
但是我们弟兄告诉我们。
But he told us.
在那一年当中，他不敢在人的面前承认自己是基督徒。
During that whole year, he was afraid to admit that he was a Christian before others.
是什么原因呢
？Why was that?
而是我们弟兄得救，他是真实得救了。
Truly he was saved.
但是你就发现，这个我们弟兄信主前呢，如何的发脾气。
But he said how he loses his temper before he was saved.
得救之后
，In the same way after he was saved，
还是照样发脾气。
He would still lose his temper.
从前呢，在得救之前呢， 爱怎么讲话就怎么讲话。
And he will speak whatever he wants to before he was saved.
虽然现在得救了。
And even though he was saved now.
他还是像从前一样，想怎么说话就怎么说话。
But he still speak at his will.
还有就在我们弟兄说，在他工作忙碌之后。
And after a whole day of busy work.
Whole week.
Or whole week of busy work.
到礼拜二晚上就非常疲惫。
Until Friday, he was very tired.
想一想，太累了。
And he thought, I'm too tired. I'm too tired for meeting.
不聚会就不聚会了。
So he wouldn't go to meeting.
所以我们弟兄说，他活得非常自在。
So he said his life was very free.
也很开心。
Was very happy.
一方面知道自己得救。
On one hand, he knew he was saved.
一方面知道呢，一方面发现呢，要怎么生活就怎么生活。
And he can do whatever he wants to.
但是我们发现，我们弟兄他却不敢在人的面前承认自己是基督徒，是属耶稣基督。
Yet he realized that he was not able to, or he was afraid to admit that he belongs to Christ before others.
我们弟兄告诉我们，到第二年
，Our brother tells us in the second year,
弟兄心里头啊有一个那个就感觉到不太对。
And he felt some unease in his heart.
我相信是圣灵在他里头的工作。
I believe it was the working of the Holy Spirit in him.
我们弟兄就决定啊，无论工作再怎么忙，再怎么累。
So he decided, no matter how busy and tired he is at work.
他总要争取来参加聚会。
He wanted to take every opportunity to come to fellowship.
然后渐渐的，渐渐的。
And gradually,
我们弟兄就发现他好像改变了。
He realized that he was changing.
他有些时候呢，该乱讲话的时候呢，诶，他不会乱讲话。
There are times he wants to say whatever he desires to say, but he would hold his tongue.
有些从前所做不该做的事情，现在他也开始不做。
There were things that he was not supposed to do before. Now he is able to not do them.
我们弟兄的脾气呢，也慢慢改变了。
His temper starts to change.
不再像从前那样子乱发脾气。
He's no longer throwing his temper around like before.
经过了一年。
After a whole year.
我们弟兄告诉我们啊，他觉得蛮累的。
He told me he felt really tired.
他觉得不像第一年啊那样活得自在。
It wasn't as free as the first year.
为什么弟兄觉得累呢？
Why did he feel weary?
我想我们弟兄啊，他是做成了义的奴仆。
I thought that he became a slave to righteousness.
他成了神的奴仆。
He became a slave to God.
他不再根据自己的感觉，根据自己的喜好来过生活。
He no longer live according to his will.
结果是什么呢？
What's the result?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄他能够在人的面前承认自己是基督徒。
And he can admit and testify that he's a Christian before men.
他能够承认他是属于主的。
He can testify that he belongs to Christ.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
实在是主付上了重价，将我们买赎回来归给神。
Truly, he has paid a great price so that we can be purchased to God.
神愿意在我们身上，在我们这卑微不配的人身上来彰显他的荣耀。
And he desires to manifest his glory on us who are unworthy.
弟兄们，我们必须认识一件事。
We need to know, understand one thing.
不是我们能。
It is not we can.
乃是我们的主能。
But our Lord is able.
只要我们愿意将自己来献给他。
Only if we present ourselves to him.
来做他爱的奴仆。
To be a slave to his love.
神就能够在我们身上来做成他所喜悦的工作。
Then he will be able to do the work that he desires.
他能够借着我们的生活，借着我们的侍奉，来彰显他的荣耀。
Through our life and through our service, he can manifest his glory.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们必须要做一个选择。
So brothers and sisters, there's a choice we must make.
今天主耶稣已经叫我们得着自由。
He has already given us freedom.
他给我们有一个自由选择的权利。
He gave us a right to choose freely.
我们必须在神面前做一个这样的选择。
We need to make this choice before God.
我们是愿意做撒旦的奴仆，做罪的奴仆呢？
Are we willing to be slaves to Satan, to sin?
还是我们愿意把自己献给神，做神的奴仆，做义的奴仆？
Or are we willing to present ourselves to God as slave to righteousness?
我相信弟兄姐妹有一些弟兄姐妹已经将自己献给神做义的奴。
I believe some brothers and sisters have already presented themselves to God.
但早晨如果你还没有的。
But this morning, if you still have not made that choice,
盼望神的灵能够再把神的爱浇灌在你的心里。
May the Holy Spirit pour out His love in your heart again.
让你在神面前做这样一个最重要的一个决定。
So that you can make this very most important decision before him.
你是愿意把自己献给罪做奴仆呢，还是愿意把自己献给神做义的奴仆？
Are we willing to present ourselves to sin as slave to sin, or present ourselves to God as slave to righteousness?
那罗马书那里 罗马书十二章那边说到，叫我们要将身体献上，当作活祭。
Roman chapter 12 tells us we need to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
这是什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
那我想，我先跟弟兄姐妹交通到，将身体献上当作活祭，它不是什么。
I can first perhaps tell you what it is not.
因为常常我们听到有人提到奉献这件事。
Because every time we hear someone saying about offering or consecration，
我们在心思里头就有许多不同的想法。
We have many concepts in our head。
在圣经里头，让我们看见将身体献上当作活祭，它并不是。
The Bible tells us presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice. It's not.
它并不一定就是说，我们就必须要把自己献奉献。来做一个全时间的传道。
It is not saying that you need to consecrate yourself completely as a full-time servant or a full-time preacher.
当然有些弟兄姐妹，他们蒙神的呼召，他们造成了神的心意，来做全时间的服事主的人。
Of course, there are brothers and sisters by the calling of God, by God's will, they become full-time servants.
为他们，我们感谢赞美。
We thank the Lord for them.
但在这里，神说将身体献上当作活祭。它不一定就是这样一件事情。
But that's not necessarily what God means by presenting yourself as a living
sacrifice. 它也不一定就是说叫我们要到远地去做那宣教传福音的工作。
And it does not necessarily mean that He's going to send you out to a remote place to be a missionary.
希望我们明白了以后呢，我们就不会那样子恐惧的、不愿意的把自己献上当做活祭来献给。
So I hope that we will not have this fear.That we would not want to present ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我听说有些年轻，特别年轻的弟兄姐妹。
I hear especially some younger brothers and sisters.
他们一想到要奉献当做活祭，就里头就害怕。
Every time they think about presenting themselves as a living sacrifice, there's a fear within them.
就想说我奉献给神了以后。
They thought after I present myself to God,
我可能就要到非洲去了。
He's going to send me to Africa.
到中国农村去。
Or send me to the villages in China.
或是呢，我就不能再学习，不能再工作。
Or perhaps I'll have to stop my studies or stop my work.
我就不能再看电视，不能再上 internet.
I can no longer watch TV or no longer surf the internet.
或是有弟兄姐妹或许想说，当我神要求我把身体献上当做活祭的时候
，Perhaps some brothers and sisters thinks if we present ourselves as a living sacrifice,
神是不是会不会也叫我？像那个少年的副官一样。
Then perhaps God will cause us to be like the young rich ruler.
变卖一切所有的。
To sell everything we have and follow the Lord.
弟兄姐妹在这里说将身体献上当作活祭的意思。
Hear the meaning of a living sacrifice.
乃是告诉我们一个主权的转移。
Is to tell us there is a transfer of ownership.
就是原本这个主权可能是在我们的手上。
Before we have the ownership in our own hands.
但是我们今天愿意把这个主权转交在神的手中。
Now we want to give this ownership, this sovereignty into the Lord.
在旧约，让我们看见一个原则。
We saw a principle in the Old Testament.
我们知道，在利未记告诉我们，当以色列人他们愿意来讨神的喜悦，他们就带着牛或羊献上当做燔祭。
We know in the Old Testament, when in Leviticus, when the Jewish people wants to please God, they will bring an ox or a sheep as a burnt offering.
我们看见这只牛或者是羊被带到祭司的面前。
We know as this burnt offering is brought before the priest,
它要被杀在坛前。
It will be slaughtered before the altar.
然后这个祭牲呢，从头到脚。
This animal from the head to the feet,
从里到外。
From inside out,
它完完全全的要献在那个祭坛上。
It will be offered completely on the altar.
然后呢，有火在那里，祭坛上有火在那里烧。
The fire will consume it.
让我们看见这个燔祭呢是一个完全的奉献。
That this is a complete, a whole offering.
这只祭牲不管是牛或是羊。
This sacrificial animal either is ox or sheep.
在它还没有献给神做燔祭之前。
Before it was offered to God.
我们知道这个主人呢，他有他完全的权利在这个祭牲的身上。
The owner of the animal has the complete right on this animal.
但当这个主人呢，他因着要讨神的喜悦。
But if the owner wants to please God.
他就照着神的律法和典章把这个祭牲带到神的面前。
According to the law and the decrees of God, he will bring this animal before him.
当他献上作为燔祭的时候，
When he present this animal before God,
神在这个祭牲的身上 就有完全的主权。
Then God has the complete sovereignty over this animal.
神可以根据他所喜悦的来对待这个祭牲。
And God will treat this animal as He wills and as what pleases Him.
所以我们看见，当这只祭牲被献在坛上，火在那里烧的时候。
So when the animal is offered on the altar and when the fire consumes it.
那火在那里慢慢的烧着这只祭牲。
As the fire slowly burns away this animal.
我们看见那个馨香之气就达到神的面前。
This pleasing aroma will rise up unto God.
就蒙神所悦纳。
And God will be pleased.
所以我们看见在这里将身体献上当作活祭，乃是一个主权的转移。
So presenting our bodies a living sacrifice is a transfer of ownership.
今天我们这个身体是神所赐给我们。
This body that we have is given to us by God.
我们在对待我们这个身体上，我们有那个主权。
We have a right as how we want to treat our body.
但今天神说，
But today,
他以慈悲来劝我们。
God tells us and He urges us by His mercy.
神用他的爱，他舍命的爱来激励我们。
But the love, the sacrificial love that He has given us, He constrains us.
盼望我们愿意把对身体的这个主权愿意交在主的手里。
So that we will be willing to give the ownership of our body into His hands.
让主在我们身上有完全绝对的主权。
So that He will have the complete sovereignty in our lives.
同姐妹，当然主不是要叫我们像旧约的祭牲一样。
Of course, He's not telling us to be like the sacrificial animal in the Old Testament.
切成一块一块的放在坛上来让火来烧。
He's not cutting us into pieces and placing us on the altar.
今天如果我们这样做，也不能讨神的喜悦。
Even if we do such things, God will not be pleased.
在新约里，献上身体当作活祭。
In the New Testament,
乃是说到我们的生活和我们的侍奉。
A living sacrifice talks about our life and our service.
它不是一个死的祭。
It is not a dead sacrifice.
它是一个活的祭。
It's a living sacrifice.
是能够更讨神的喜悦。
Can please God even more.
是在我们生活中的每一个部分都能够叫神的心得着满足。
That in every area of our life, His heart can be satisfied.
所以这是神在新约里劝我们将身体献上当作活祭的意义。
That's the meaning when He urges us in the New Testament to present ourselves as a living sacrifice.
乃是说到我们的生活与我们的侍奉。
It talks about our life and our service.
讲到这个献上当作活祭，乃是一个主权的转移。
This presenting is a transfer of ownership.
上一周我们弟兄连长弟兄跟我们交通到，当主耶稣要进耶路撒冷。
Last Brother shared with us when the Lord entered into Jerusalem.
我们知道主耶稣他不是骑着一匹骏马。
He didn't ride on the horse.
他乃是骑着一匹非常谦卑柔和的驴驹。
But he rode on a very humble, a very lowly donkey.
这个驴驹怎么来的呢？
Where did the donkey come from?
不晓得弟兄姐妹记不记得？
I don't know if you remember.
那段故事。
I don't know if you remember the story.
就主就对他门徒说。
The Lord told his disciple,
叫他们到某个地方去。
Go to this place yonder.
看见那里有驴驹。
And you will see a colt of a donkey.
就对驴驹的主人讲说，主要用它。
Tell the master of the donkey, the Lord has use of it.
那人呢，就会让你们把驴驹给带来。
And that person will let you take the donkey.
所以我们看见这只驴驹就是一个奉献的活祭。
So we see that this is a living sacrifice.
它并没有被杀了以后献在坛上。
It wasn't slaughtered onto the altar.
它乃是让主来使用。
But the Lord used it.
我们看见这个驴驹的主人呢，原本他有完全的主权在这个驴驹身上。
You see, the donkey had a master who had complete ownership and sovereignty over the donkey.
但当主耶稣的门徒对这个主对这个人说，主要用他的时候。
But when the disciple told the master, the Lord has use of it.
我们看见这个主人就欢欢喜喜、甘心乐意的把原本属他的驴驹就交在主的手。
And willingly and joyfully, the owner of the donkey gave the ownership over to the Lord.
他并没有在那里问门徒说。
He didn't ask, or it wasn't recorded.
主要怎么用它？
How would the Lord use it?
主什么时候要用它？
When will the Lord use it?
他并没有。
He didn't say anything.
他乃是甘心乐意的。
Just freely and willingly.
完完全全的。
Completely, he gave.
就把在驴驹身上原来有的主权就交在主的手里。
He gave the ownership of this donkey into the Lord's hand.
就我们看见这匹驴驹就成就了神的心意。
So this donkey was able to accomplish God's will.
应验了神的应许。
to fulfill the promise of God.
看见那锡安的王，骑着那驴驹进到耶路撒冷。
We saw the king of Zion entering into Jerusalem on the colt of a donkey.
今天神在我们身上所要的也是如此。
And the Lord desires the same thing from us.
神乃是愿意我们将我们这身体的主权转交在神的手里。
He desires for us to transfer, to make this transaction, that there will be a transfer of ownership.
让他来借着我们的生活，借着我们的侍奉，能够来成就神的心意。
So that through our lives and our service, His will can be done.
能够来讨神的喜悦。
And He will be pleased.
能够来彰显神的荣耀。
And He can manifest His glory.
所以主说，主要用它。
So the Lord says, the Lord has use of it.
愿早晨主也向我们众人说同样的话。
May the Lord speak the same words to us.
主要用你。
The Lord has use of you.
主要用我。
He has the use of me.
我们愿不愿意将身体献上，当作活祭来归给他
？Are we willing to give ourselves as a living sacrifice to Him?
这里我用一个简单用一个例子。
I use a simple example.
讲到在我们生活里头，我们如何将
How we can give our ownership.
年轻的孩子们工作
can have a struggle.
就当我们在工在给法老。
This world gives more and more work before. Now sometimes you will have to work 10 hours a day.
上次听到有一个姐妹替她弟兄在问一个问小时。
And there was a sister asked a question for her husband who had to work 12 hours a day.
身体也垮了。
And his health was decaying.
家庭生活也受影响。
And his family life was influenced.
姐妹就问我说，那弟兄该不该辞掉工作？
And so our sister asked, should my husband quit his job?
我说我也没有答案。
And I told her I don't have an answer.
我说你们就问主。
You have to ask the Lord.
我们都是让主来用的。
We have the Lord has the use of us.
但在这样情形之下，我们怎么从这里头，从这捆绑挣扎里头能够得蒙拯救呢
？So how can we be saved and rescued out of these struggles?
如果我们一天要工作12个小时，是给法老做砖做苦工
？If we're working 12 hours a day, are we making bricks for Pharaoh?
我们还有8个小时要睡觉休息。
We still have to sleep for 8 hours.
我们还剩几个小时
？Then how many hours do we have left?
剩4个小时。
4 hours left.
4个小时，我们还有好多好多事情要做。
We still have many other things to do.
那我们的生活和侍奉怎么能够来荣耀神
？Then how can we use our life and our service to glorify God?
我们如何能够来见证我们的主
？How can we testify our God?
但是我们看见，其实我们的工作也是能够来奉献给主。
But we see even our jobs and our career can be presented to God.
我的意思并不是说弟兄姐妹，你明天回去就要跟老板辞掉工作。
I do not mean that you go back and quit your job tomorrow.
而是你把你工作的主权从你的手中转交在神的手里。
But you can give this ownership of your job into God's hand.
弟兄姐妹，这不是一个理论。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a theory.
这是一个非常真实的事情。
It is a true practical matter.
如果我们愿意把我们工作的主权交在主的手里。
If we're willing to give the ownership of our job into God's hand,
你真实的从心里头交给主。
To truly from the bottom of your heart, give this ownership to God.
你就要经历到神的神迹。
And you will experience the miracles and the work of God.
你发现你每天去工作，无论是8个小时、12个小时。
Then you realize no matter how long you work, either 8 hours or 12 hours.
你发现你的心里头。却能够充满了平安，充满了喜乐。
Somehow your heart is still filled with joy and with peace.
在你工作当中，你发现你能够在你的工作里头能够见证神，能够荣耀神。
Even at your workplace, you can testify His glory.
在我先前的最后一个工作
，and my last job，
我们弟兄姊妹可能很知道说，神为我预备一个很特别的环境。
Perhaps you already knew that God prepared a very special environment for me.
我不能多讲，但是呢。在那段时间里头呢，我每一天呢还是去公司上班。
I don't have time to say the details, but I went to work every day.
但是我却能够有6-7个钟头时间，能够读主的话语来亲近神。
But I had 6 to 7 hours to read God's word and to draw near to Him.
不晓得你们是不是都很羡慕
？I don't know if you envy my environment.
我是很怀念那段时间。
I truly remember those days.
所以刚开始呢，我非常享受。
In the beginning, I was really enjoying my time.
公司里头没什么人。
There was nobody at work.
也没什么事。
There's nothing to do.
能够安静在主的面前。
I can quiet my soul before the Lord.
与主有亲密的交通。
To have the sweet fellowship with them.
常常就能够在主面前流泪感谢赞美。
And I often shed tears and weep before the Lord and praise Him.
好像在地如在天。
And on earth as it is in heaven.
你们不要想说要去找这样的工作。
I'm not telling you to look for jobs like this.
工作也不是我找的。
And I didn't find this job myself either.
但就在我曾经在那样的与主亲密的享受啊交通的里头。
But in the sweet fellowship I had before the Lord.
有一次呢，就有一个user 就是就公司有个同事呢。就跑来找我。
There is a coworker in my company came to find me.
就是他的计算机出了一点问题，要我帮忙。
There was some problem of with this computer and he needed help.
我心里头啊，第一个感觉是什么
？What was the first reaction from our heart? From my heart?
打岔。
It's like you're interrupting me.
哎，我在跟主这么甜美的交通。
I'm having such a sweet time with the Lord.
怎么这么一点点这个，怎么这个不重要的事情呢？就来烦扰我。
Why are you bothering me with such a trivial question?
当我心里正有这样念头的时候
，When I just had that thought in my heart，
主在我里头就光照我。
The Lord shined His light in my heart。
如果是我叫他来的
，If I told him or commanded him to come to you，
要我能够来服侍他
，So that you can serve him，
那我愿不愿意
？Are you willing to do so？
突然间我里头明亮了
，And suddenly I had the light。
我就非常欢喜快乐的。赶快帮这个同事呢解决他的问题。
And very joyfully, I rose up to help him with his problem.
几分钟就解决了。
And I solved the problem in a few minutes.
我再回到主面前，继续与主交通。
And I can return before the Lord and continue fellowship with him.
心里头充满了平安，充满了喜。
My heart was filled with joy and peace.
弟兄姐妹，我们的工作就是如此。
Brothers and sisters, this is how our job should be.
今天我们常常会埋怨我们有一个恶老板。
So often we complain that we have an evil boss.
今天如果主说这是我所安排给你的
But if the Lord says I arrange this for you
在你身上来制作你
So that you will, my work will be done in your life
你愿不愿意
Are you willing?
还有一次
And there's another time
公司虽然没什么事情
There was nothing to do at work
有一次出了一件大事
But there a great problem arose
就是有人呢他这个疏忽了以后呢，造成一个很大很大公司一个很大的损失。
The one guy made a mistake and the company had suffered a great loss.
牵涉到公司可能呢有上亿的损失。
And the company might lose over billions of dollars.
但是呢，没有人去管说到底这个事情是谁造的问题。
But nobody cared to ask who made the mistake.
那所有从上到下的主管的跑来找我。
So all the managers from upper management to lower middle management came to find me.
就是我们有没有办法呢，能够来修复这个损失，这个问题。
They were asking if we can restore this problem.
那我说呢，
We'll fix the problem.
我说不太确定。
And I will say we weren't. I'm not sure.
但是呢，没有把握。
I don't have the confidence.
那就试试看。
But we can try it.
那我心里头啊，就在想这件事。
And I was thinking in my heart.
这个整个事情做下来了，最快得要三天三夜。
If we want to fix the problem, it will take at least 3 days and 3 nights.
还不一定能够来修复这件事。
And I'm not even sure we can restore the system.
当别人都没事做的时候。
When there's no one had anything to do.
那如果想想，我得要在那里，从早到晚，从晚到早，三天三夜在那里。来做这件事情。
I thought I had to be there from morning to evening, from evening to morning, for 3 days and 3 nights to do the work.
如果是从前的话
，If it were me from before，
对不对？如果是你们的话
，If were it for you，
我想我们里头啊，肯定是有牢骚，有怨言。
I'm sure there will be a grumbling and complaint in our heart.
又不是我做的错，为什么我要这么辛苦在那里熬夜加班来做
？It wasn't me who made the mistake. Why do I have to work overtime to fix the problem？
但感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我知道这个工作是在主的手里。
I knew this work is in God's hand.
他有绝对的主权。
He had the complete sovereignty.
如果主要我做这件事情
，If the Lord asked me to do this,
我就甘心乐意、欢欢喜喜的做这件事。
Then I should do it with a willing heart, with a joyful heart.
就在那三天三夜当中。
So during that 3 days and 3 nights,
我发现我一点都不疲惫。
I wasn't tired at all.
常常在那里还是有平安有喜乐
The Lord continued to give me peace and the joy before him
常常能够在那过程当中还能够经历主享受主
Even in the process I could experience God and enjoy his presence
那永远你就发现当我们把我们的工作的主权交给主
You realize when we give the ownership of our job to him
当我们真实的顺服在神的主权底下
If we can truly surrender under his sovereignty
你发现我们一天生活当中有多少的机会能够来见证主来认识主，来经历主。
You realize there's so many opportunities in each day's work that you can experience Him, to know Him.
所以，当我们将我们的身体献上当作活祭
So when we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice,
将我们生活中的每一部分来交给主,
to give every area of our life into Him, into His hands, 我们
是把这个主权交在, 交给神,
so we are to give our ownership to Him.
无论神如何的安排, 如何的调度,
no matter how He arranges,
我们都在主的面前欢然的领受,
and we need to receive with a joyful heart.
当我们这样子顺服的时候,
when we obey in such a way,
我们就能够讨神的喜悦,
we can please His heart.
我们就能够来侍奉我们的神,
then we can serve our God.
当撒母耳对扫罗王说,
when Samuel told King Saul,
告诉他说, 听命胜于献祭,
that to obey is better than sacrifice,
顺从胜于公羊的脂油,
to heed is better than the fat of ram.
我们都盼望能够在我们生活当中, 在侍奉里头来讨神的喜悦,
we all desire to please God in our life, in our service.
神告诉我们还是将主权交给他。
God tells us we need to give our life to Him.
让我们能够做一个听命的仆人。
So that we can be a servant who listens to His voice.
做一个顺从的仆人。
To obey His voice.
神说这样子就能够讨神的喜悦。
So that we can please Him.
这也是我们所应当的侍奉。
That is also a reasonable service from us.
那我们将身体献上当作活祭，我们如何能够真实的在我们生活当中来实行呢？
So how can we live out this living sacrifice in the reality of our life?
简单的来说，就是在约翰一书第二章那边所告诉我们的。
Very simply put, First John chapter 2 tells us,
就当神拯救了我们之后，
When the Lord saved us,
他就将圣灵，将那恩膏赐在我们的心里。
He has given us the Holy Spirit, the anointing.
这恩膏就住在我们里面。
This anointing dwells in us.
神的话说，他在凡事上来教训我们。
God's word tells us the anointing teaches us about all things.
老约翰说，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。
Apostle John tells us this anointing is true and it's not a lie.
这里说到凡事上。
It says all things.
弟兄姐妹，这是真的。
It is true.
神在圣灵的恩膏能够在一切的事上都来教导我们，带领我们。
The anointing of the Holy Spirit can teach us and lead us in everything.
这我们不是只是一个好像笼统的将我们的身体献上当做活祭来献给神。
So now we're not just offering our bodies in the very general sense.
这圣灵恩膏就能够在我们里头，在每一件的事情上面一件一件的来教导我们。
But in everything that happens in our life, one matter at a time, the Holy Spirit can teach us and lead us.
来带领我们将这件事来献给神。
And He can lead us and teach us how to offer this one specific thing to God.
在这里我们知道献上活祭乃是出于我们的甘心乐意。
We know this living sacrifice has to come from a willing heart.
必须是我们甘心的顺服。
It has to be a willing surrender to Him.
我们看到神是何等尊重我们。
We see how the Lord has respect for us.
神尊重我们的自由意志。
He respects the free will that He gave us.
虽然神是那样的大能。
Even though He is a mighty God.
他可以成就一切的事情。
He can accomplish all things.
但他却没有来勉强我们。
Yet He did not force us.
我不知道弟兄姐妹你们有没有想过这件事。
I don't know if you have thought about it.
今天如果神要勉强我们来顺服他。
If the Lord forces or obligates us to surrender to Him.
我想我们没有一个人能够不顺服。
I don't think anyone can stand against Him.
那今天在神在我们身上所要制作的工作是那最荣耀的工作。
Yet the Lord wants to accomplish this most glorious work in us.
他要我们借着我们的自由意志，
through our free will，
借着我们自己的拣选，
through our own election，
我们甘心乐意的来将身体献给神，
freely and willingly we want to present our bodies to Him，
来讨神的喜悦，
to be a pleasing sacrifice to Him。
所以我们看见我们实在是因着神的慈悲激励我们。
So it is by the mercy of God that urges us.
因着主的大爱在里面实在是摸着了我们。
By the great love that touches us.
那前面我们就愿意正是说答应主的呼召。
So we want to respond to His calling.
我们愿意将我们自己的身体献上当作活祭来献给神。
We want to present our bodies a living sacrifice to Him.
当我们踏出这第一步，
When we took that first step,
我们就像进了这个奉献的门一样。
As if we just entered into the gate of sacrifice.
弟兄姐妹，我们实在是要抓住机会。
We need to take every opportunity.
当我们在主的面前，主的爱激励我们的时候，
As the Lord's love constrains us,
我们必须跨出这奉献的第一步。
We need to take that first step.
我们必须 这样甘心的乐意的把身体献上当做活祭来献给神。
Willingly, we need to offer our bodies a living sacrifice.
神就能够在我们身上来开始他的工作。
So that he can begin his work in us.
神就能够借着我们所奉献给他的这个主权呢，他在我们身上来成就他的美意。
By the ownership that we offer to him, he can accomplish his will and his work in us.
但是这第一次献上身体当做活祭，不过是进了这个奉献的门。
But that first initial sacrifice is only a step into the gate.
我们看到这门后面还有一条漫长的道路。
We see after this gate there's a long way.
就是这奉献的道路。
There is a path, the way of sacrifice.
这乃是我们每一天所要走的。
And it's a way, a path that we need to tread on every day.
我们每一天都必须要更新我们的奉献。
We need to renew our consecration before Him.
就神在我们身上能够一点一点的，一件一件的，他能够得着他的主权。
So one matter at a time, one thing at a time, He can gain a full sovereignty from us.
神就能够在我们身上叫我们心意更新而变化。
So in our life, He can transform us by the renewing of our mind.
叫我们能够查验，能够明白，能够遵行神善良、成全、可喜悦的旨。
We can understand and prove and obey His will that is good and acceptable and perfect.
也唯有当我们心意更新而变化。
And when our mind is renewed,
我们才能够看到像保罗所说的。
Then we can see what Paul sees.
他从前以为与他有益的。
What he counted as gain to him.
如今都因基督都当作有损。
Now because of Christ, he counted everything as loss.
如果我们心意没有被神更新。
If our mind is not renewed.
如果没有让圣灵在我们里头来变化我们
，If we did not allow the Holy Spirit to change us and transform us，
我们怎么看这个世界
？Then no matter how you see this world，
它总是吸引我们。
It is still attractive to us。
但唯有我们将自己献上当作活祭。
Only when we present ourselves as a living sacrifice。
当圣灵更新变化我们的心意
，When the Holy Spirit renews our mind，
我们才能够看见为要得着基督为至宝。
Then we will see to gain Christ。Is the most precious.
We see all things as done.
We see all things as done.
因为基督的价值是那样的宝贵。
For the surpassing value of knowing Christ.
兄姐妹，这只有圣灵在我们里头来变化我们，才能够做成的。
Only the Holy Spirit can do this renewing and transforming work in us.
所以在每一天生活当中。
So in everyday life.
我们所面临的每一件事情。
In everything that we face.
当圣灵来。感动我们，光照我们的时候
，When the Holy Spirit moves us and enlightens us，
我们就必须要来更新我们的奉献。
And we need to renew our consecration to Him。
我们再把这件事或这个东西的主权再一次交在神的手里。
And we need to offer the ownership of this one specific matter into His hand。
让神在这件事、这件物品上得着主权。
So either it is a thing or it is an environment, He will receive His sovereignty。
比方说我们的作息时间
，perhaps。For example, our living and sleeping schedule.
神给我们每一天24个小时。
God gives us 24 hours in a day.
非常的公平。
It is very fair to everyone.
但这24个小时我们是如何来管理呢？
So how do we manage these 24 hours?
是谁在做主呢？
Who is the lord of these 24 hours?
时间的主权是在谁的手里？
Who has the ownership of these 24 hours?
我们每一天有没有亲近主的时间？
Do you have time to draw near to God every day?
我们有没有愿意把一段时间来奉献给主。
Do we want to separate and offer to him a period of our time?
说主啊，这段时间是你的。
To say this time is devoted to you.
是我到你面前亲近你的时间。
I want to come before you and draw near to you.
是我们读经祷告的时间。
It's a time of scripture reading and prayer.
还有一段时间，是不是我们也应该奉献给主？
Do we have time to offer to the Lord?
乃是我们与我们的配偶相聚的时间。
Should we offer to him a time to fellowship with our spouse,
与我们的丈夫，与我们的妻子
，with our husbands and with our wife,
还有与我们的孩子
，even with our children,
我们与做父母的与孩子们能够一起到主的面前读经祷告的时间。
As parents, do we devote a time before the Lord to read the Bible and pray with our children?
那个时间是不是应该是主的
？Does not that time belong to the Lord?
我们是不是应该有这样的时间？是奉献在主的手里。
Should we not give and offer such time into God's hand?
让主来用它。
So the Lord can use that time.
那段时间成为何等的宝贵。
Then how precious that time will be.
主能够借着那一段的时间 来成就主的心意在你我的身上。
Then he can use that time to accomplish his will.
主日早晨
，in on Sunday morning，
九点半的一段时间，九点半以后的一段时间
，the hour after 9:30，
我们是不是也愿意将这段时间奉献在主的手里
？Are we also willing to offer that time into God's hands？
让神有绝对的主权
，so that He will have the complete sovereignty。
弟兄姐妹，如果我们知道，当我们把我们的时间这样子一段一段的来交在主的手里
，We know if we offer each segment of our time into God's hands，
让主来用它
，that He can use of it。
弟兄姐妹，我们就没有办法想象主在我们身上能够成就多少的工作。
And we can't even imagine what kind of work He will accomplish in us。
这个时间，我们如果知道是交给主的
，We know if we offer our time into God's hands，
是像旧约的燔祭是献给神的，要讨神喜悦。
Just like a burnt offering in the Old Testament, it is given to God to be pleasing to Him。
弟兄姐妹，我们必须是甘心乐意的。
Then we need to offer willingly。
不是弟兄们在外面来要求来勉强我们九点半要到
Our brothers cannot require you or cannot force you every Sunday to come at 9:30
而是我们甘心乐意
We have to come willingly
我们愿意把主日早晨的时间来献给那爱我们的主
That will be willing to give this period of time before the Lord whom we love
我们把完全的把那最好的把完整的来献给主
That we can give the whole time the best time to Him
而不是将那污秽的、瞎眼的、残缺的、有病的来献给主。
So we will not be offering to him what is filthy, or blind, or lame, or of blemish.
所以我们不要想说好，那今天我们要把时间，要跟妻子在一起的时间，跟孩子在一起的时间呢，我们既然要奉献给主。
So perhaps we think, oh, if we need to offer some time to the Lord to spend with our wife or with our children.
那我们就回家跟我们孩子讲哦，我们从七点到七点半，我们要一起读经祷告。
And we go back and we tell our kids from 7 to 7:30, we're going to read together and pray.
那我们就很快的边看手表，看看时间，然后跟孩子随便讲两句话。
Then quickly we follow the time very strictly. We want to say some words to our children.
弟兄姐妹，不是这样子。
It is not so.
今天我们知道这是要献给主的。
We know this time is offered unto the Lord.
我们就应该甘心乐意的。
Then willingly,
应该把最好的来奉献给主。
And freely, we need to give our best to Him.
当圣灵这样子一件一件的事情来带领我们的时候
，When the Holy Spirit leads us in every matter,
弟兄姐妹，这会是一场漫，这会是一条漫长的道路。
It is a very long way.
这是一个艰难的过程。
It is even a difficult time.
弟兄姐妹，在我们身上，在我们里头会有许多的征战。
And there will be a lot of warfare and struggles in us.
会有许多的挣扎。
There will be many struggles.
但是愿我们都不要放弃。
But may we not give up.
我们能够看到这是神要在我们身上成就何等荣耀的心意。
So that we can see He has such a glorious will and purpose in us.
神要把我们每一个蒙恩的儿女都磨成主耶稣基督的样子。
He wants to make all of us who are saved by His grace into the form of the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
借着圣灵恩膏在凡事上来教训我们。
In all things, the teaching of the anointing lead us.
来更新我们的奉献。
He will renew our consecration.
让我们属灵的生命能够越来越增长。
So our spiritual life can grow to maturity.
叫基督的荣美越来越能够在我们生活当中能够被彰显出来。
That His glory and His beauty can be manifested in our lives.
我们在基督真理组有一位刚信主的姐妹。
In the Basic Truth Bible Study Group, there was a sister who was just saved.
他跟我们做见证
She testified
他说啊他以前还没有得救之前啊他从来不晓得什么叫顺服
Before she believed the Lord She didn't know what it means to surrender
他觉得自己什么都很不错
She thought everything was good
所以呢他觉得这个顺服对他来讲呢是非常困难的一件事
So she thought surrendering is a very difficult matter for her Submitting is very difficult to her
但感谢主他姐妹得我们姐妹得救了
But we thank the Lord she was saved.
后来从福音组就到基督真理组。
So from gospel group, she came to the basic truth group.
在基督真理组呢，在基督真理组呢，我们一方面读罗马书，一方面读有24个专题。
In the Bible study, we read the book of Romans, and there were also 24 topics.
在那一年的当中呢，姐妹呢，她就突然间她就觉得有一件事情呢，是圣灵在她身上的教导。
In that whole year, she suddenly realized the Holy Spirit is teaching her in one matter in her life.
因为我们读到一个专题，就是说要顺服。
Because there was a topic saying we need to submit.
特别里面我们用到的经文讲到以弗所书说，你们做妻子的要顺服丈夫。
Especially we mentioned in the book of Ephesians that wives be subject to your husband.
那我们姐妹呢？她就做见证。
So our sister testified.
她在她没有信主之前。
Before she was a Christian.
她顺服丈夫那是不可能的。
Submitting to her husband is an impossible matter.
门都没有。
There was not even a way to.
然后当她后来呢，感谢主得救之后。
But we thank the Lord after she was saved.
多多少少听到说要顺服，要顺服。
And she has heard a few times that we need to be subject to our husband.
她心思里头就想。
So in her heart, she was thinking.
这还是不可能。
It's impossible.
如果丈夫有理呢，那顺服还可以。
If my husband held the reason, then perhaps I can submit to him.
如果丈夫对呢，那顺服还可以。
If he was right, then maybe I will be subject to him.
丈夫不合理，不对。还顺服吗?
But if he's unreasonable and he's wrong, how can I still submit to him?
我们姐妹觉得不可能。
And she thought it's impossible.
当她在那里挣扎当中。
And when she was struggling,
我们又读到罗马书。
We read in Romans again.
讲到说你要顺服那在上执政掌权的。
And you need to be subject to the authority above you.
因为凡权柄都是从神来。
Because all the authority comes from God.
借着与弟兄姐妹的交通，姐妹她蒙了光照。
And through the fellowship, she received the light.
她明白了，当她顺服丈夫的时候，她乃是在顺服神。
She suddenly realized when she submit to her husband, she's actually submitting to God.
因为神的命令乃是根据神的主权所命定的。
Because God has given His command according to His sovereignty.
说你们做妻子的要顺服你们的丈夫，如同教会顺服基督。
Saying wives be subject to your husband as church being subject to Christ.
我们姐妹虽然心里头呢，可能还有点点想说，那这样顺服丈夫以后怎么办呢？
And maybe she was still questioning in her heart, what will happen if I submit to my husband?
这个 life 会不会变成 miserable?
Will my life become miserable?
家里面好多事情，那丈夫如果不对了，那怎么办？
There's so many things at home. If my husband is wrong, then what will happen?
感谢主，在我们姐妹里头有那恩膏的教训。
But thank the Lord, she received the teaching of the anointing.
不仅是教训，还加上恩典和能力。
Not only a teaching, but also grace and power comes from it.
借着恩膏，就叫我们姐妹就顺服下来。
So through this anointing, she was able to submit.
所以我们姐妹分享。
And then she testified.
后来她发现啊，当她这样顺服丈夫，照着主的话语顺服丈夫之后。
Then after she began to obey or submit to her husband according to the word of the Lord.
她发现她丈夫改变了。
She realized her husband changed.
她不会说一些不合理的话。
He no longer says unreasonable words.
也不太会做那个错的决定。
And he no longer makes wrong decisions.
也不太会有那不合理的要求。
And he no longer require of her unreasonably.
整个夫妻关系改变了。
The whole relationship between husband and wife changed.
整个家庭生活也改变了。
The whole family life changed.
就是因为我们的姐妹顺服那恩膏的教训。
Just because she was able to obey the teaching of the anointing.
那姐妹，我们要愿意把这主权交给神。
We should be willingly giving our sovereignty to God.
相信我们的神，他没有难成的事。
We believe there is nothing too difficult for our God.
如果我们把每件事都抓在我们的手里，
if we hold everything into our own hands,
难怪我们的生活没有办法充满平安，充满喜乐。
No wonder there is no rest or joy in our lives.
愿早晨我们能够来答应主的呼召。
May this morning we can all respond to His calling.
愿我和弟兄还有保罗弟兄一同的以神的慈悲来劝我们彼此。
That we can urge each other just as Brother Paul urged us.
让我们都甘心乐意的愿意将身体献上当作活祭。
That willingly we can present our bodies a living sacrifice.
神说这是圣洁的。
It is holy.
祝你们像我们这样的人能够在神的面前被神看为圣洁。
For people like us to be treated as holy before God.
神说将身体献上。
Present our bodies a living sacrifice.
神说这是可喜悦的。
It is acceptable and it's pleasing.
我相信每一个蒙恩的基督徒都盼望讨神的喜悦。
I believe every Christian who are saved by His grace wants to please God.
我们都愿意满足神的心。
We all have a desire to satisfy His heart.
神说将身体献上。 当作活祭。
So God says, present your bodies a living sacrifice.
神说这也是理所当然的侍奉。
It is a reasonable service.
弟兄们，还不是我们为神做什么轰轰烈烈的大事。
And it's not some great works that we're doing for God.
神说将身体献上当作活祭，这就是理所当然的侍奉。
Presenting our bodies a living sacrifice is a reasonable service.
那我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
主，像我们这样子卑微不配的人。
We who are lowly and unworthy.
主，你还爱我们。
You still love us.
拯救我们。
You still saved us.
你为我们付上了极重的代价，把我们买赎回来。
You have paid a great price to redeem us.
主，你今天还以你的慈悲来劝我们。
Today you continue to urge us by your mercy.
主，像我们这样卑微如尘土的人。
Lord, we who are as lowly as dust.
主，你还要叫我们能够来讨你的喜悦。
You even ask us to please you.
叫我们能够满足你的心。
So that we can satisfy your heart.
主，这是何等的恩典。
Oh Lord Jesus, what a grace.
主，愿造成你的爱再一次激励我。
May your great love constrain us once more this morning.
主，我们实在是能够答应你爱的呼召。
So that we can respond to the calling of your love.
主，我们愿意将自己身体献上，当作活祭来归给你。
We'll be willing to offer our bodies living sacrifice to you.
主，让你在我们的生活侍奉中得着一切的主权。
In our lives and our service, you can receive the full sovereignty.
主，完全都归给耶稣。
Lord, all for Jesus.
主，求你也借着恩膏的教训来带领我们。
By the teaching of the anointing, may you lead us.
主，叫我们能够走这条奉献的道路。
So that we can walk on this way of sacrifice.
主，你知道这道路是艰难的。
You know this path is difficult.
主，我们感谢你，愿你的恩典是够我们用。
We thank you. Your grace is enough for us.
主，愿靠着你的恩典。
May by the grace that you have given us.
主，我们能够一点一点，一件一件的把我们自己再奉献给你。
We pray that little by little, one matter at a time, we can offer ourselves to you.
主，叫我们真是能够成为在你面前蒙你所悦纳的活祭。
So that we can be a pleasing living sacrifice
before you. 能够讨你的喜悦。
That you can be pleased.
主啊，能够叫你的心得着满足。
Lord, that your heart can be satisfied.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.